But let's get back. I want to get back to Zidane. I have to. And we talk about the La Liga for a second. And Zidane kind of went, not necessarily exactly career-wise, kind of the same path as you, but the fact that he was a former player turned into a manager. Obviously, he was one of the greatest players to ever play. And he was... What wasn't he great at? He was great with his passing, with his shooting, with his dribbling ability, everything. What have you seen from him from the transition from a coach as a player, a great player, a Madrid legend, had one of the greatest goals in Madrid history at that 2002 Champions League final, the volley, corner volley, And he then got to be an assistant under Mourinho at Madrid, and then he got to be an assistant under Ancelotti, two of the greatest coaches ever, two of the best Champions League coaches ever as well, Ancelotti winning three, two with AC, one with Real, and then Jose also, you know, Inter and Porto. But have you seen him kind of take some of their tactics and styles and some of the things that he learned as a player into his now career as a manager with Madrid? And if people don't remember, he did win Madrid la undécima last year after coming in mid-season, after letting go of Rafa Benitez, dealing with all that turmoil and all the adversity coming with all the drama that was coming out from that stint, and to take over that club. And when they were trailing Barcelona by a lot in the league, to make it close, make it come down to the final game. I understand Barcelona lost a couple games at the last end of the season, but they still
game
made it close.
Didn't matter, though.
Regardless, huh?
Did they still win the league?
I know that, but I'm saying it came down to the final week when everyone thought it was done after like this January.
It was
everyone
still done after that. But all right, continue,
all right,
continue.
But anyway, he did win as low and decimal. All right.
Okay,
after that,
continue,
all that stuff. So, what have you seen from Zidane as a manager?
I always say greatness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I start off with that.
He's always so calm.
Always so calm.
Always.
But I always judge a coach, or I always refer to the history of the success of a coach by the history of them as a player.
Mm-hmm.
And as always as a coach. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. You look at Zidane. He has the complete package now as a head coach.
Right.
He's from France, where we have some of the most technical players in the world,
mm-hmm.
right? He was under Jose Mourinho,
mm-hmm.
who is one of the best defensive coaches
mm-hmm.
or defensive-minded coaches in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He was under Carlo Ancelotti, who is one of the best managers and tacticians. Don't get me wrong, Jose is as well.
Right.
But Carlo is known for his Italian flavor with his tactics and his defending, and also his managerial ability, how calm he is, how all the players loved him at Real Madrid. So we have technique, we have man management, then we have defense.
Right.
And then Zidane being now one of the best attacking players in the world.
Absolutely.
So defense, attack, managing, tactics, he have had a piece from every part of success. So this is why I think he's as successful as he is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And many people were saying, well, he's a great player, but he doesn't have his license. Well, he's a great player, doesn't mean he'd be a good coach. But you look at his history.
Yeah.
You look at where mm-hmm. who taught him the game, who his philosophy, his what he believed in.
Right.
Everything makes sense.
And we also got to mention this. Note this about Zidane. When he was coaching the Real Madrid B team, he kind of restored that team back to its greatness level, or what we come to expect from great clubs B team, because they were struggling for a couple of years, and you kind of saw Zidane have success with that team, and that's what ultimately, you know, got him, not necessarily got him the job, but the fans are brutal, especially in Spain.
They demand perfection.
The media especially demands perfection. I know Jose Mourinho hated the media.
Of course.
They just kept criticizing him.
Of course.
So the media and the fans loved him because of how much a legend he was. And mm-hmm. I think that played a part into why he got the role. But at the same time, he's had success and he's learned under, as you mentioned, some of the greatest minds to ever do it in Ancelotti and Mourinho. And something I think you forgot to note about Ancelotti, what was so great about him, is he was known for that diamond formation in Italy with AC Milan. Mm-hmm. That's what won him two Champions League. Mm-hmm. What impressed me so much about Ancelotti and why I was calling him the greatest manager in the world when he came to Madrid after winning us La Decima is that he completely changed his style. He literally adapted his style to the players he had with him. For example, when you had Angel Di Maria, under Mourinho, he was playing right wing. He moved him into the middle, play him a central attacking mid. Mm-hmm. He would then shift when you had Bale and Ronaldo, and there were questions about, oh, Bale was playing on the left wing, but Ronaldo plays left wing, so Bale, you got to play on the right. Mm-hmm. He would coach them in a way where they would just switch positions. Mm-hmm. Di Maria, Ronaldo, and Bale, where you'd see 1 minute Bale's on the left, then Ronaldo's on the right. Mm-hmm. Di Maria's in the middle. Then you see Ronaldo in the middle, and then you see Bale back, I don't know, in the middle sometimes. So that's what I respected most about him. He was able to adapt to his player. And then Luka Modric flourished under Ancelotti. I think he took Luka Modric to that next level.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And putting him in that kind of a central holding mid where he was mostly known as a central attacking mid when he was back with Tottenham. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that experience for Zidane, and he was there. He was the assistant coach with Ancelotti while he was making those coaching adjustments. To come from a guy, I think what affected Zidane so much was you look at a guy like Ancelotti and the fact that his diamond formation won him two Champions League with AC Milan. Most coaches in the world are stubborn enough, like, for example, the Pep Guardiolas and the Jose Mourinhos. They don't change their style for any player. Right?
Yep.
You either are going to play my style and play to my high standards, or we're going to get rid of you and we're going to find players that can. Ancelotti didn't do that. He adapted to his players, and his players loved him. Every single player loved him. Tony Cruz loves him. Every single player loved him and was so upset when he had left. When he left. So that experience is priceless for Zidane, and I think that's the main reason he's had the early success. Early, granted, we still have to see more from Zidane in his managerial career, but a reason why I think he's had so much success early on.
And then, as we just stated, at a club of Madrid, we just mentioned they demand perfection,
right?
And in this world, there's no such thing as perfection. So
he told me that Zidane be gone in 6 months.
I think 6 to 7 months.
You think
what did you think about Carlo Ancelotti when he won the Champions League? Like, 6-7 months later, he was
gone.
Well,
he didn't win a trophy that year.
That's what I'm saying. They demand perfection. So if he doesn't win a trophy, they say even if he wins a trophy this year, or if it doesn't happen another next year, it's going to happen soon.
What I recognize in Spain is that you not only have to win, but you must entertain.
Yep, absolutely.
It's how you win.
Yep.
Some teams it's by all costs and they don't really care. But with Barcelona, with Real Madrid, even with PSG, you look at some of the big clubs, you gotta do it in style. And that goes back to the days with Ajax with under Van Gaal and
absolutely.
And what's his name? Dutchman Leo Ben Hacker.
Yeah.
You
know, those guys really brought that out of coaches and made the Dutch community demand that standard, and that went from the Dutch system into Spain with Barcelona and Real Madrid. So I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I think if they start playing bad and the media start, because Real Madrid is a massive club.
Oh yeah.
Massive club, the most Champions League in the world.
Mm-hmm. By far.
The, you know, best players in the world. They need
aren't
to
shy
win.
Shy about spending money.
Exactly, exactly. They need to win, but they need to
in
win
style.
In style.
Yeah,
and that's why I would agree with you that he can be the one. Anytime it happens, there are times when professional teams, professional players start going like this, and then it's at a little dip. And
then look how much we talk about Carlo Ancelotti. He won that priceless Champions League. They haven't won in, what was it, 10 years?
But I also have to note this. Luka Modric's injury was catastrophic. There's no replacement.
But you look at the owner.
You
look at the owner or fan base. It doesn't matter if it's an injury. They want it quality. Yeah, they want production. They don't care about
with you on that. And I agree. That's why Perez, I think, ultimately let him off the hook. You got to win trophy. That's just the standard of Madrid.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't put too much of the blame on Ancelotti.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Modric was in the lineup, you gotta realize.
Well, no, that's my point.
No, but you gotta also realize that same year when we didn't win a trophy at the end of the year, they sacked Ancelotti. Mm-hmm. Not only did we not win a trophy, but before that, before Modric's injury, we had that 20-plus game winning streak, the longest winning streak in I think soccer history in the top five major clubs in history. Mm-hmm. And so it was
that, which continued from the season before, yeah.
Yeah, but it was leading up to another historic season for Ancelotti, and they just went through.
But that's my point, though. Even if they got the 20 game streak, they won the Champions League within that summer window. He
but
was
again,
gone.
We can agree, as what Fabian said about not only winning and the demand is high, but playing
quality
with that style. After you went through the Rafa Benitez stint, where he was a defensive minded coach. Oh my God, I can't even mention to you the problems with formation and tactics in that first Clasico against Barcelona when we got drilled 4-0. I mean, there was no midfield. It was all defense, and then
so many gaps.
And then to bring Zidane, he brought that fun, exciting football back.
But
to
how
the
many
club.
Times have we seen
and
that?
He won La Undécima.
How many times have we seen that initial burst when in any club in the world when they get their new manager